Before I start, if you are younger and you would like something to be doing while I'm talking, I have something, a little task for you. I don't know if you guys are good at waiting. I find waiting quite hard, and often people have things like this in their house, maybe a paper version, a countdown, as it were. But I don't think those things really help us to wait. And what I would love, if anyone wants to, is for you to fill each pocket with a little picture, some paper here, or a little word that says something like, keep going, or you've got this. So I'm going to pop this at the front. If anyone wants to contribute to that, they're very welcome. There's everything you need at the front here. So before I speak, I'd like to start with a prayer. Eternal God, as we focus on your word from Isaiah and Matthew, please help us by your Spirit to hear what you have to say to us today. Amen. So, Jesus tells us to remain alert and ready for his return. And it is his return which we are waiting for. As I've prepared for talking today, I've been wondering what it means to wait for Jesus's return. And how do I do this waiting well? Today is the beginning of Advent. We have lit our Advent candle and we are on our way. The waiting for Jesus's birth and the retelling and the reliving of that story. But we are also waiting for the second coming of Jesus, which is imminent. It is not yet. So we have Jesus who came, who lived, died, rose again, which is already. And we have the Holy Spirit who is with us, guiding us, keeping us going. But we have the not yet, a promise of Jesus's return. In our own lives, as we enter this Advent time of waiting, there may be things that we are literally waiting for, as well as the bigger picture of waiting for the return of Jesus. Maybe you are waiting for the end of school term, or for a trip. Maybe you've booked to go somewhere next year. Perhaps you're waiting for a sense of peace or the restoration of a broken relationship. Perhaps you're waiting for guidance from God as to what might come next in life. Or maybe you are waiting for and hoping for renewed strength. Perhaps life feels a bit hopeless. The world is a difficult place, is it not? And perhaps the only relief is sliding into bed at the end of the day. God sees you and is with you in your waiting. God is with us in our waiting, and he delights in us as we enter this Advent time to wait with him, for him. So I think in this season of Advent, it's good to ask the question, what does it mean for us to wait well? What might that look like? I'd firstly like to briefly think about what the world's idea of waiting might look like. So what images spring to mind when you think about waiting?
An airport.
Brilliant, yes, an airport, a departure lounge perhaps. Perhaps the image of a queue. We have plenty of those, and there are lots of rules around them, are there not? Perhaps there's something that you wait for regularly. It might be a bus, waiting at the bus stop for the bus. Or it might be in the pharmacy, waiting for a prescription to be ready. or in a traffic jam. I know that's certainly me, and if you live anywhere near, you will know about traffic jams. Even as a cyclist, you can be in a traffic jam of other bicycles, as so I was the other day on Hills Road. Each of these experiences of waiting are usually based around impatience, foot tapping, finger drumming, or horn hooting annoyance. Mainly that waiting is a waste, thinking that that waiting is a waste of time and perhaps something that we just have to endure. And it's tricky not to feel indignant about someone further back in the queue getting served ahead of us or getting through the traffic lights ahead. So the world's idea of hope is perhaps a feeling of something that just kind of melts away. And when things get disappointing or difficult, that hope might disappear. Perhaps when the bus is cancelled or the prescription is not complete or the traffic is so bad that we're late for the appointment and have to reschedule. Hope is the last thing that is on our mind, I believe. So this Advent, we're invited into a different type of waiting. This is not a foot-tapping, huffing type of waiting. I'm good at huffing at the right time. This is a waiting that is full of hope, a different type of hope. So as we wait, we remember. So we are not waiting for an event. We are waiting for a person with whom we have a relationship. And we can be certain that he is worth waiting for. Because he is Jesus Christ, our Saviour. And as we wait, we remember that we are waiting and hoping for the revelation of the birth of Jesus, which is the miracle of God choosing his only son to be born into this world, to live here, to die here, and to rise again. And as we wait, we remember we are waiting together for Jesus's promised second coming. This is not an individual pursuit. We do not need to individually wait, which is why we are gathered here together to spend time with each other and to encourage each other. Jesus promised that he would come again. He promised that he will come again and he will come to judge the living and the dead, and that his kingdom, which Ruth talked about last week, this very different kind of a kingdom, an upside down type of kingdom, will have no end. Jesus' return is certain, it's imminent, but it is not calculable. And Jesus warns us very clearly not to try and work out at what time or what signs are. Instead, we are to be looking for the signs of his coming, of his kingdom, not the signs of destruction and brokenness. Waiting and hoping are completely interconnected. In some languages, for example, Spanish, they are almost identical. The verb to wait and the verb to hope are the same. So waiting and hoping come together. So hope for a Christian, for us as Christians, is not a fragile wishful thinking. Hope is a choice which is rooted in what he has done and what Jesus has promised to do. And we're given some wonderful images in the Isaiah passage, some wonderful images to encourage us in our waiting. Isaiah says that in the vision that he sees, they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. He says that nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Jesus' return will bring about the end of violence, war, hatred, fear, and injustice. Jesus' kingdom presence in the already and in the moments of godliness that we sometimes get to witness looks just like that. So we are waiting for the not yet, but there are already moments of reconciliation, of putting down of arms. As I was preparing this talk, I came across many different works of art which are created from the metal of knives and of guns that have been given up in amnesty and created into amazing pieces of art, even some jewellery. It's worth having a look at what creativity can be brought out of things that are used for destruction. So these weapons in Isaiah's vision, the weapons that were created to destroy life, are being reshaped into tools, and the tools are for growing food. They are for doing the very thing that God originally called us to do, which is to look after and tend his creation. Without weapons, in this image, nations live in peace. How much do we long for that? So God's creative and redemptive power brings about a new reality in which humans fully trusting in God no longer have a need for destructive weapons. This is a waiting and hoping held within the promise of God. And God invites us here, now, today, in this parish, to be faithful as he is faithful to us. He is inviting us to wait well, to look for the signs of his kingdom. Look for those signs and to join in with them. To look for the peacemakers, to look for the things that bring about reconciliation and love. It's a bit like waiting for spring. We look for the signs and we tell each other. So our hope for Christ's return is rooted in the fact that he has come and he has promised that he will return. We all had a big experience together of waiting, didn't we, about 5 years ago, five and a bit years ago. During the pandemic, during lockdown, I was involved in running, putting together a community fridge. And a small team of us set up this community fridge to respond to the needs of the people whose income had just suddenly disappeared. Lots of people who would perhaps have English language students staying in their homes, or who were business people who relied on making their own income. And whilst doing this, like every other person we were waiting for the end of the pandemic. And it was really hard. It was a hard time. What I could never have imagined was that in the waiting, and specifically in the waiting for people to gather food, for those who would line up outside waiting, this community developed. It was quite extraordinary, really. New friendships were made in the queue, and the queue began to take care of one another. They would notice if someone was missing or if somebody was unwell, and they would take food to them. And I know for a fact that some of those friendships, those relationships and that community continues today, 5 years later. So in the waiting, something was created. It's easier to see it looking back now, if I'm honest. And so it is that we look for Jesus' return. Everything might seem impossible, and all we can see is the world falling apart. And perhaps this may be the experience for you personally too. So I'd like to encourage us together to look closely, to see if we can see the signs of hope, of God's kingdom breaking in. So, what might it mean for you to wait well this Advent season? What signs of life of the kingdom of God can you see springing up around you? Do you need help to see the signs of hope? If so, who and what might encourage you to be able to do this? Jesus makes it really clear in our reading from Matthew that you do not know the day that the Lord is coming. And when Jesus says you, he's talking about us all together as a community of believers. Jesus says that we do not and will not know when it is that he will return. Jesus calls on his followers to be ready at all times because we do not know when or how it will be. But we need to embrace the possibility that Jesus might return today, tomorrow, next week, or next year. He also might return in many, many years' time to come, but he will return. The end of days are neither distant necessarily, but they are certainly and always imminent. So, let us wait well together and put our hope in the one who has done great things, who has promised and who is faithful. Let us pray. Lord of our waiting, Lord of all hope, we pray that as we enter this season of Advent, you would be our hope in all circumstances. May we have the hearts to perceive the signs of your kingdom, and may we have the hope as we wait for your return. Amen.